Blog Talk Radio.
As we continue and wind down our study of oneness. Wow. It has been a wonderful journey. I continue to repeat that every day, and we only have about three or four more chapters to go. And we're winding down. Anyway, how are you, Dr. Reggie? Hold on, let me get your mic on.
Oh, that would help a lot to get your mic on. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I want you to go ahead and get started with our opening prayer.
Good. Heavenly Father, as we center ourselves to be receptive and open to divine wisdom and to divine inner truth about oneness with you, we have our hearts open and our minds receptive to gain these truths, to grow and to understand and to gain profound wisdom of the universe. We thank you for the invisible entities who come through to channel and convey this information from a deeper level of truth, a cosmic place of truth, of who we really are and what we're supposed to do in our response to everything physical in the universe. We hold these truths in our heart and our souls, and we carry them with us as precious gold, the precious substance that we're made of all the elements in the universe, but most importantly, the energy of love and soul. We believe this is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Today's chapter is talking about merging with the divinity within. And gaining liberation from the need for validation, embracing the state of sublime indifference and detachment from the mundane world. Let's start with what oneness says. I'm on page 371 if you'd like to follow me in the text. Whether or not you notice the otherworldly sensations that mark the heightened stages of transformation, there will be no doubt that a deep sense of inner awakening has at last begun. And quite possibly you have read or spoken of the concept of awakening, and yet you presumed that this was the stage at which the transformation process was initiated. And now, well invested in your journey, the doors within you have indeed begun to open in a different way, and you have begun to taste a new level of inner aliveness that stirs within you. You have awakened. You have awakened from the deep sleep of denial in which you have hibernated. And you were hibernating in a waking state all your life. And now you will have become vividly aware of the blinders with which most of the beings in your world go about their lives. Because yours is a world of blame and recrimination, a world of self-righteous indignance, a world of misrepresentation and misinterpretation, a world of misunderstanding and mistrust. It is a world where the other is the unconditional adversary, regardless of the intimacy of the relationship. It is a world of disillusionment and disappointment with virtually everything. Yours is a world in which you ultimately distance yourself emotionally from everything you ever held dear in an effort to avoid further pain. And ultimately, in the impetus behind that instinctive action, you distance yourself from yourself. You recognize and set to one side everything that has characterized the identity you invested a lifetime in creating, for at last this mask has ceased to be recognizable to you as yourself. The complexities of the role you've crafted for a lifetime comprise values and behaviors you cannot imagine yourself exhibiting. And it begins to feel like the person you have been for most of your life is someone else. The you who now resides in your body and wears your identity has transcended much of the reflex reaction and culturally induced response mechanism with which you were equipped upon emerging into this reality. And now the energies of the realities through which you pass in quick succession cannot accommodate the vibrational levels that support that outgrown mindset. And often, inadvertently, you find yourself having dropped pretenses and stances in which you once had placed great stake. And here in the aftermath of that great shedding of one's own outgrown skin, you now find yourself. And the temptation is great to cast the scraps of all that once was valid and meaningful into the trash and to turn your back and walk away. Ah, if only it were that simple. But naturally it's not. You wouldn't have wanted it to be anyway. For the object of this exercise is oneness, not separation. And that includes oneness with all you have ever been. You cannot hope to ascend into the embrace of the higher energies with a whitewashed identity and gaping holes in your history. The aspects of self that await your imminent arrival do not hope for part of you. They are waiting patiently for all of you. And the integration of all the fragments of your identity that you rather not look at are the ones most needed in your loving embrace. You are no more or less who you now are than all the masks you have worn and all the posturing you have demonstrated along the way. All of it are integral parts of an identity that seeks resolution. Not in the act of discarding what was, but in the act of integrating all of it into the composite of what is. So by all means, you can change your name, you can change your residence, you can change your fashion statement, you can change your professional identity, you can change the people with whom you share relationships and change the way you relate to the world. Yet the change that is more significant is not one that is expressed. For the act of expressing anything is a statement of recognition of the importance one places on all that is external and is its opinion of you. But the change that is significant is not one that needs ever to be seen or heard or even known. For the only one that needs to know it is you. So you have connected with the timeless. You have opened the possibility of transcending all that defines your existence and the world that gives its definition and form, and in embracing that inner glow of recognition of the kindredness of the most intangible connection of all. And you take the quantum leap for the higher awareness and the sense of connectedness that you hope to embody is no more and no less than your own self. And it feels kindred because it is kindred. It is you, as is the one who speaks with you now. Breathe. The God you hold, or the God that you would hold exalted and worship from afar, is no further away than your own heart. Breathe. The dimensions that you hope to bridge in your travels on this sacred journey are not out there somewhere. They are also within you. The aspects of your own beingness that have suffered with you and rejoiced with you, they're all within you. As are the future selves who act out the scripts you believe to be yet unwritten, all are within you, harbored in the sacred core of your eternal being. You, right now, are birthing the one who personifies the culmination of the entire body of the experience. And that one recognizes the comfort and familiarity of the divine essence that you hold within. There is nothing foreign or otherworldly about experiencing your connectedness to God, for it is none other than your very own divine essence, ever present within you, that reaches out in that embrace. It is not something that suddenly enters. It is something that has never left. It does not matter whether or not you believe that you are capable of connecting with God, that the one who speaks with you now dwells within your own being. It does not matter whether or not you can debate the point brilliantly with those who will presume that you have lost your mind at the mention of such ideas. And it surely does not matter whether you alter your life dramatically or go about your business like nothing ever happened. None of that matters at all. Because when you have experienced the harmony of that heartfelt glow, even for a fleeting moment, the knowingness is indelibly etched upon your consciousness. And that level of knowingness cannot be forgotten. You can certainly pretend to yourself that you have not tasted what you know you have. You can surely protest your spiritual innocence long after the initiation of your heart. But once awakened, your knowingness will not be forgotten. it will resurface and it'll nudge you into remembrance when you least expect it to. And it will emerge with that familiar kindred glow just to remind you that you have not been forgotten. Oneness has no agenda with regard to the timetable of your transformation. It does not matter whether you embrace who you really are this year or even in this lifetime. For time, as it truly is, has no relation to the illusions in the linear dream you call your life. We are here waiting patiently for you, as we have been for all eternity. Thank you, God. We are willing to wait. We will wait forever if necessary. Waiting for you to work it out. And if it takes forever, you are no less our beloved. Breathe. I know I have to. That's a tremendous amount of love. You are never forsaken. You are never forsaken. The stage of your journey at which your recognition crystallizes brings with it once again the sense of a plateau. And from this vantage point, you are able to see quite clearly the territory that has been covered, and you are able to recognize the gift in this time of resting and the assimilation of all that has come to pass. For now, there are no longer the doubts that once eroded your path and made the traversing of certain stretches of terrain difficult and exhausting. Because here, right now, in this moment, in the clarity of this place, the way has been eased for you. And there is the sense that the obstacles that have thus far littered your path have been cleared away. And at last you have the opportunity to integrate the understandings of what has transpired within you with the newfound simplicity of your life circumstances and the complexities that anchored you into a seemingly unending spiral of difficulties have now been released and relegated to a distant place. And the recognition is unmistakable that from this point forth, the journey leads within. You will wish to spend extended periods of your time in blessed isolation now. And you will find yourself withdrawing your energies and your presence from virtually everything that once held your attention. And now you feel great indifference toward what is transpiring politically and what is transpiring socially in a world in which you once counted yourself as fully present. From where you now stand, all of it appears irrelevant. All of it. The details of the external world do not interest you now, for your interactions with others are invariably fraught with discord. It is as though you were still a magnet for the irritability and disgruntled reactions of everyone with whom you have even casual contact. And indeed, that is exactly what you have become. For as you transcend the allure of mundane concerns, certain residual energies within you continue to magnetize experiences of corresponding vibration, which manifest as adversity on the parts of others. Until these energies can be released fully, you will find that you will continue to experience a barrage of inconsequential incidents that are calculated to be irritating. but it is your reaction to this kind of provocation that determines how long you will need to linger at this level. Remember yesterday we talked about, can you stand in the middle of a storm and hold on to your peace? Hold on to that knowingness that God is inside of you. Those challenges will not stop, but they're all for your purification, to merge with oneness. Listen, folks, this stopping place where you are right now is for the ultimate resolution of all the residual vibrational baggage that you carry with you. That's just what I said to you. It's a purification process. This is the place where your knee-jerk reactions will be tested repeatedly. And this is the place where ultimately you will master the skills of detachment. This is where you become Jesus walking on water. Amen. So now you will have the opportunity to watch yourself and to scrutinize how you've managed to accumulate the collection of life experiences that have garnered for you an energy field that has magnetized the same old story all your life. For as these final episodes now play out, you become vividly aware of how you might once have reacted under similar circumstances. And with sublime indifference, you allow the provocation to pass you by because you have ceased to be invested in having to deliver justice in a given situation. You know that it truly doesn't matter. And in that act of detachment, you release yet another piece of vibrational density. That energy is not needed to support and to verify who you once were. That aspect of you no longer needs validation at the levels toward which you journey. Do you understand what oneness is saying? It's saying when you create a mess, and you magnetize this mess to you, you're going to be tested to see how you respond to that mess. Are you going to give it any more energy, or are you just going to let it pass by you? Because if you're giving it energy, then there's some part of ego that's holding on, that needs validation to continue to perpetuate an illusion. So when you're in the middle of a mess, take a deep breath and know that God is within you and that none of it matters. It is so simple. As you consistently condition yourself in the skills of non-reaction, listen to it. They're saying you must practice, 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 practice. As you consistently condition yourself in the skills of non-reaction, you begin to experience a rarefied sense of freedom from all that once held you prisoner, for you have been the prisoner of your own need to be validated. You have been the prisoner of the need to prove yourself right and to prove someone else wrong. And you have spent untold lifetimes building the vibrational framework within which you could continue to experience evidence of it. You have just been liberated from the need to do so. And suddenly you realize that it doesn't matter in the least whether or not you are right and they are wrong in any given circumstance. What truly matters is that your inner harmony is retained and that your connectedness with the source of that inner peace remains undisturbed. Anything that is working vibrationally to undermine that objective is not important. You are living You are a living God walking. I wanted to say that and I hesitated for a moment because I want to make sure you're ready to hear that. You are the living expression of God walking on earth. That's your objective. And nothing should undermine that. Anything that beckons to you with the invitation to engage in conflict is not important. And anything that attempts to impose its own will upon you and disrupt your sense of inner harmony, please excuse me, is not important to you. What presents itself to you has no inherent value or lack of value whatsoever. It is simply a choice. And you can choose to engage energetically, or you can choose to allow the energy to pass and leave you undisturbed. It's all simply a choice. There is no meaning attached to any of it. It is all symbolism. And it is an opportunity to assess whether or not you feel the need to align with that energy. Or to taste the outcome as experience or not. At this stage of your journey, the potential price in addressing certain energy is known to be too high. What's the price? You give up your peace. You give up your connections. You move into a state of separation again. We don't want to be there anymore. There is not even the slightest temptation here for you now. And as you consistently see yourself demonstrate that response, you begin to realize that you have transcended a cornerstone of material existence and that you are expecting reality at a whole nother level. And you recognize that you haven't gone anywhere, right? You have merely withdrawn your energies from the external comings and goings of the world that surrounds you. And you have taken up residence within. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is within. There's a whole universe within. So this physical world means nothing. This is the point of recognition at which you embrace the eternal child who is always asking the big question. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? And now you no longer need to ask. Or do you? Wow, I love this chapter. It's just amazing. Dr. Reggie. Wow. Yes. Didn't you love that chapter?
I did, because you know, let you know that what we're seeking so ardently and striving for and pulling for and rooting for in ourselves already is. It's already there. The key is to simply recognize it within ourselves and to be able to forgive ourselves and others around us. We're in the mind of God already. What we're seeking is already in us. What we're seeking is in us already. Forgive yourself. Love yourself. Be gracious for who you are right here and right now. That is your power. And you're never unplugged from the source and oneness. And we are all kindred spirits. I love this chapter.
I do too. I really did. Does anyone have any questions or comments this morning? Please press 1 on your telephone keypad. And if you're in our chat room, go ahead and type out a question and before we close out today so that we can have a discussion. Otherwise, I'll have Dr. Reggie take us into our closed prayer, and we'll end our lesson early this morning. Okay, Dr. Reggie, please take us into our closing prayer.
Heavenly Father, what a great message this has been. I thank you for using Cynthia's entire being as a message from you on high to display such wondrous messages of truth of our core and who we are as people on earth. Our people are awake and aware, and in their movements know that they are in you and you are in them, that we are kindred spirits walking the earth. Thank you. Where we come from is a wonderful place, and where we go to in the body and out of the body is a wonderful place. It's always going to the place of love and light, and we are those eternal beings to express those things. Thank you for creating us. Thank you for giving us choices. Thank you for giving us divine intervention in those times necessary. Thank you for giving us angels to watch over us invisibly and other beings of that realm to come in and step forth and protect and to guide us. We thank you that we have our own common sense by the power and the majestic energy of the Holy Spirit. And we go forth knowing that all is well. No matter what happens on earth, all is well. I believe this is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We'll be moving into chapter 42 tomorrow, which is on page 379. And we'll close out the week. I love you as God loves you. Have a blessed and wonderful day.